The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one. Of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Friday, the 15th of March. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network. And of course, presented as always by our title sponsor, everything Zaslow Show 2.0, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. If you've been involved in any kind of an accident, you deserve to be compensated if it wasn't your fault, and that's why I send you to where you're going to be treated like family, as I have as well at the start of this show. None of this is possible without Anajar and Levine. You call them, they're going to put their skills to work for you. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. So glad to be back with you guys. I'm sorry, I was away the last couple days. I was in New York City. We went on Tuesday afternoon, so I did the show Tuesday. Came back last night, but my flight was delayed. I considered doing a late show yesterday, so that Wednesday would have been the only show we missed. But I got home, I was I was exhausted. New York City's tiresome. So we got home last night, I watched the Panthers, and I'm like, I'm just going to do the show tomorrow morning like normal. So I apologize for not being around the last couple days. I can tell you the last couple days were productive, all right? I know everybody likes it when I get productive, but mostly, I'm glad to be back here with you guys. And of course, you got a lot of hoops going on. college hoops, pro hoops, Bet Online continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you could follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. So, you know what? We got a lot happening here. It's Friday. Obviously, we're going to tell you what are the big games and what are the not big games. Got some mailbag questions since we missed yesterday's show. Want to do a little bit of mailbag today. I like being able to get you guys involved in the show, and getting some mailbag questions is always a good way. So, you know what? We got a few things to get to, but first, let's hit up what happened last night. All right, so only a little bit of basketball to recap here real quick. The Celtics had a 127-112 win over the Suns. You guys know how I feel about the Phoenix Suns. I am not a believer. I'm certainly not a believer in winning big with Kevin Durant. The Oklahoma City Thunder, a 126-119 win over the Mavericks. No Luka Doncic there for Dallas. I'm really interested in what Oklahoma City, looks like come playoff time. The Western Conference is wide open. You got a lot of great teams, and it's hard to trust Oklahoma City because of their age. You got all the conference championship tournaments going on right now in the men's and the women's hoops. NC State yesterday, that was the big story in the ACC tournament in the quarterfinals yesterday. NC State knocks off Duke 74-69. I mean, that's a big upset there. How about that? You know, so Duke, they're done in the quarterfinals. We don't get to see, you know, Duke UNC for a third time this season. That's all right. We always like it when Duke loses. Those kids, obviously, the game was not at Camden Indoor, but those kids, they think it's their birthright to win every single basketball game. I love when they lose. I love watching those kids upset. The most entitled, spoiled brats there are in sports today, as far as fan bases go. So that's a little bit of what happened last night. So before we get to the the important stuff here. All right, I got to get your opinions. I got to know what's going on. And you guys can always hit me up at Zaslow Show on Twitter. You know, I'm on Instagram where I'm an influencer, obviously, at Zaslow J. And so yesterday, coming back from New York, I flew Delta on the way there. Delta's great. I flew Spirit on the way back. All right. And I know what you're thinking. And I've had this conversation here before, right? We've talked about this. I remember specifically with my guy Evan Cohen from ESPN Radio on Sportsmanlike every morning, 6:10 a.m., where I had this conversation with him once. And he's like, because Spirit's so cheap. Like, I look at it, and it's like, you know, $49 one way, which is ultimately why I chose to fly Spirit home. But I said to him, you know, I got to do it, right? So she's like, you got to pay the extra money to make sure you get the convenience and the comfortability and all of that. So, and I'm not even going to complain. I'm not going to complain about Spirit, because I think if you fly Spirit, and I think that's what it was, I think I paid $49 on the flight back. I figured, you know what? It's the end of the trip. I'm going to be coming home anyway. I'll fly Spirit home, whatever. And I gotta be honest, I've never had a bad experience on Spirit. I mean, it's not that comfortable. They don't have the TVs. I didn't pay for the Wi-Fi either. I was bored as fuck. Oh my God. And you gotta pay for everything. Snacks, like it's no frills. You're practically sitting on the wing on the outside. Right? I get it. But here and so as a result of all those things, I think if you choose to fly Spirit like I did yesterday, I don't think you could complain about anything. I think you have to understand what Spirit is. This is the way it goes. So I'm not complaining, but I am pointing something out. So yesterday, I get to the terminal. I get to the gate. I'm flying out of LaGuardia. And I'm like, oh, shit. You know, I got two carry-ons, which really means I only got one, because you're allowed one personal item, which is free. And I brought my suitcase on the flight with me because it was small enough. And that's a carry-on, which you got to pay for on Spirit. Yeah, you got to pay for the carry-on on Spirit. So I'm like, All right, I don't want to hold up the line when I'm actually going onto the plane. So I'm just gonna go up to the desk and I'm out myself. Hey, I got a bag here. I gotta pay for it. All right, so I'm a rule follower and I'm an honest guy. Look at this punim. You can tell I'm honest. And so I go up there and I tell her, all right, I got carry on here. The cost, $99.99, $100 to bring it on the flight. Now, I did say to her, and again, no, I'm very pleasant at the airport. The TSA agents going through. Now, I have clear, but predictably when you're flying at the Spirit gate, there's no clear at Spirit. So you go through the agents, you know, the security. Everybody's always trying to pick fights with the shoes and do I put this through the carrier and all that. I'm super pleasant. I've never had a bad experience. These people are just doing their jobs. I really think half the time when people get into these fights, they're looking for a fight. Because I get it. Travel could be a little bit stressful. I choose to be super pleasant. And this way, I don't have bad experiences. And so, I treat at the counter. You always see people arguing with those behind the counter at the gate. I go up there and I'm very pleasant. So she tells me $99.99. I'm like, what? Actually, what I did, she goes $99.99. I look at her, I go, holy shit. That was just my reaction, you know? And so, and she was nice enough, but I'm being very pleasant, so it's all good. So I just said to her, out of curiosity, what would it have been if I checked the bag? It's not even like I would have gotten that much of it. It'd have been $10 cheaper. So who cares, right? I may as well bring it on the flight with me. Here's the thing. This is what I'm bringing up. And again, this is not a complaint. Because I believe if you're flying Spirit, you're not allowed to complain. This is what you signed up for. So I signed up for all of this. Here's the thing, though. I paid more for my bag to be on the flight than for me to be on the flight. Like, that's crazy, right? And again, not a complaint. And it is what it is. I'm flying Spirit. This is what comes with it. I paid double. My bag cost twice as much to be on that flight than for me to be on that flight. That's bananas, right? So ultimately, you add on to that, there are no TVs, all right? I didn't want to pay for the Wi-Fi. You know, Delta, Wi-Fi is free. It's included. I didn't want to pay for the Wi-Fi, so I didn't. And you got to pay for all the food or snacks. I mean, the lady next to me, she got a coffee, $5. So here's what it's boiled down to. I can't fly Spirit ever again. I can't. I have to break up with Spirit. And I flew Spirit on my way to when I went to Dallas a few months ago when I took my boys to go see Pearl Jam. Now, the reason we did that was because it's three of us and, you know, to make it economical, to make it affordable. It's three tickets I gotta buy. All right, we'll fly Spirit. And like I said, no issues whatsoever. And it's three of you. You're all taking up the same row. It's actually totally fine. You know, you don't mind sitting next to your kids. I can't fly Spirit anymore. I was so bored. And it's like, all right, so I can read some stuff. Maybe it's on my phone or on my iPad. They were all so low on battery. I was barely able to do anything on the flight other than just sit there. It was rough. It was my fault, though. Again, nothing against Spirit. They did nothing wrong. It's on me. This was a poor decision. My bag cost twice as much to fly from LaGuardia to Fort Lauderdale than I did. I can't fly Spirit anymore. I gotta get out of this. It's worth the extra money. Tell me how much more money I have to pay, and that's how much I'm going to give you to not fly Spirit next time. It's a bad job out of me. That's all there is to it. All right, so we got home last night. I give the wife a, you know, kiss hello. Then she rushes me to the shower because, of course, I'm a little bit stinky. You're on the plane, the whole deal. So let's sit down. Now I got the game on the DVR, you know. Let's sit on the Zaslow Mansion family room couch. Ice cold Johnny Cuba in my hand. That's how I'll relax. You guys know Johnny Cuba is the official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. European roots with that Caribbean soul. A refreshing German lager in a can. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba yourself. Your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. That's how you'll relax this weekend, watching all the games. I'll tell you about big game, not a big game later. Make sure you always drink responsibly. And of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. So I sit on the couch in the Zaslow Mansion family room in my underwear, Johnny Cuba in my hand. I put on the Florida Panthers. Panthers lose last night 4-0. There's not a whole lot to this game. And by the way, for the Panther fan out there, yep, yes, I did see the Panthers and Stars the other night when I was in New York. What was it, Tuesday night, I believe? Yeah, Tuesday night. I watched on my phone in the hotel room, late night style. I actually didn't go to bed very late any nights in New York, you know? And so I'm in the hotel room. I'm watching the Panthers on my phone. I almost shut it off when it was 3-0. Come back, they win 4-3, scored 3 goals in the third period. They win it in regulation. So yes, I know a lot of you Panther fans out there, you're watching the Panthers complete the comeback like, yo, I hope Zaslow's watching. I know he's in New York. Yes, of course I watched. That shit was awesome. Last night was not awesome. And here's the thing. I fucking hate the Carolina Hurricanes. So the last two games, the Panthers have been shut out each of the last two times in Carolina. That place has always been a house of horrors for us, except when it matters. And that was in the postseason last year when we swept that ass, won both those first two games, both in overtime. Kachuk, you know what I'm talking about. So they've been shut out each of the last two games in Raleigh. I hate that. Like, again, I don't have very much to add from the Panthers last night. Panthers played a good, like, first 10 minutes. I think Carolina really outplayed the Panthers the rest of the way. I thought Paul Maurice was going to pull Bobrovsky late in the third when they went down 3-0. I'm glad he didn't. And Bob was fine the rest of the way. I mean, he gave up one more. Well, the next goal was an empty net goal. So, anyway, it did have me thinking, though. So, the Panthers lose 4-0 yesterday. I hate the Carolina Hurricanes so much. And I started thinking, you know what? I wonder where the Hurricanes rank on my list of teams that I hate the most in sports right now. Where do the Carolina Hurricanes rank for teams I hate the most in sports right now? That's what I was thinking after the Panthers got shut out last night in Raleigh, because I hate the Carolina Hurricanes so much. And it's one of the cool things about hockey players, where the players, they will tell you how much they hate the other team. And you could tell during the game, like last night's game, especially early on, super physical, super chippy, maybe even a little bit dirty. And that's because these teams do not like each other. You don't get that in the other sports. You know, the NBA, they're hugging and kissing before and after every game. It makes me want to vomit. But in hockey, they still hate each other. But it got me thinking. Now, I'm not talking about all time, but for my current sports fandom, top five teams I currently hate their guts. That's what we got today for you, all right? I hate the Carolina Hurricanes. They're obviously going to make the list. Here are the top five teams. I'll count backwards from 5 to 1 for dramatic purposes. The only person who doesn't understand that when they're doing a list is Amber Wilson. She likes to start from the top. Always wants to start from the top. 5 to 1 for dramatic purposes. Here we go. Number 5 teams that I currently hate the most. The Buffalo Bills. What? Zaslow, the Bills are number 5? This is a crazy list then. You hate 4 more teams more than the Buffalo Bills? That's right. Number 5 on my list of teams I currently hate the most. The Buffalo Bills. All right. Number 4. New York Jets. Yup. The Jets are only 4. Now, this isn't all time. This is my current hatred. Because you have to remember, the Jets suck. Like, the Jets are, they're hardly worth my emotion. Now, they get some of my emotion because I hate them so much for my entire life. So they're always, in some fashion, going to be on this kind of list. You got Aaron Rodgers, who apparently is denying Sandy Hook, makes you hate the Jets even more. So, number 4, teams I currently hate the most, New York Jets. Number 3, Carolina Hurricanes. Yep, I hate the Hurricanes so much. There are only 2 teams right now I currently hate more than the Carolina Hurricanes. That's why last year was so sweet. The first time ever that the Panthers faced the Carolina Hurricanes in the postseason. A team that has always dominated the Panthers, especially in Raleigh. And the Panthers to win the first 2 games in Carolina, the first one in the, what was it, 5 overtimes, 4 overtimes, really one of the worst sporting nights of my life. That game was brutal to watch. Thank God they won. Matthew Kachuk, I love you so much. There are two more teams I hate more currently than the Carolina Hurricanes. Are you thinking who they could be? Are you thinking? Okay. Number two, Tampa Bay Lightning. Yup. I hate the Lightning so much. Now, the Lightning are having, they're still good this year. They're having a little bit of a down year. I want the Lightning in the playoffs so bad. If you're a Panther fan, we didn't get the chance to go through them last year. Boston, Toronto, Carolina. Tampa beat us the previous 2 years. If we're going to win the Stanley Cup, you need to go through Tampa. I hope the Panthers match up at some place with the Tampa Bay Lightning this postseason. It's time that we end their season. All right. And number one. Now, here are the five teams. Teams that I currently hate the most. Number five, Buffalo Bills. Number four, New York Jets. Number three, Carolina Hurricanes. Number two, Tampa Bay Lightning. And number one, the team I currently hate the most in all of sports, the Boston Celtics. You know it. That's right. I hate the Celtics so much. You may be saying to yourself, Zaslow, you hate the Celtics more than the Knicks? I thought the Knicks were going to be on the list. I hate the New York Knicks, but currently, they're not even in my top five of teams that I hate the most. And the Knicks, now they're pretty good this year, but the Knicks have been on nothing for so long. I hate the Boston Celtics so much. I hate them more than any other team in professional sports right now. Matter of fact, it's been like that for probably a good 10 plus years now, probably like 13 years, matter of fact, how much I hate these Boston Celtics. It doesn't even seemingly matter who plays for him. Everything about the Celtics, the city, the logo, that goddamn leprechaun, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Joe Mazzulla. I mean, he is an asshole, that Joe Mazzulla. The fan base, I can't stand these Boston Celtics. We all know the way it's going to end. It's going to be Heat and Celtics again in the postseason, and we're going to rip their hearts out once again. The best part is that Celtic fan, once again, not getting to talk about winning an NBA championship. Fact of the matter is, since the Miami Heat have been in existence, the Heat have won three times as many championships as the Boston Celtics. Don't let any of this allow you to forget about that. The team that I hate the most currently in sports right now, the Boston Celtics. Feel free to send me your list there at Zaslow Show. You can always hit me up, of course, on the Twitter machine. Tell you what, one of the best things about getting home, I don't know if all of you guys experience this, all right? And again, this is not a complaining session about travel, but I am exhausted when I get home from traveling. Number one, we all know, you know, flying, for whatever reason, flying takes a little something out of us, but I'm terrible in hotels. You know, the hotel pillows, I need a flat but firm pillow, all right? And hotel pillows are awful. I slept so poor. I stayed in a really nice hotel right underneath Central Park in New York. So I stayed in a nice hotel, and I can't sleep in hotels. The pillow situation is so bad. And what am I going to do? Am I bring my own pillow on the plane? You can't do that. All right. So one of the best things that happened last night, get back home, lie down right in my Sheets and Giggles bed sheets. You know what I'm talking about. I've been telling you guys about Sheets and Giggles for about a year now. And that's because if you're a listener to Zaslow Show 2.0, I want to make sure that you guys, that you wake up as refreshed as I do every morning. And that's because I sleep on the softest, coolest, most breathable bed sheets around. That's right. Sheets and Giggles. What a great gift for your spouse, your friends, your family. Send them to SheetsGiggles.com. And if it's your first time ever on SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code Zaslow. Z-A-S-L-O-W. You get 20% off your first order. That's right. 20% off. You can get the comforter. And you get the bed sheets, the blankets, the pillowcases. I sleep on a eucalyptus pillow. Do you need a new mattress? That's right. Made from the wood of eucalyptus trees, you can get 20% off a new mattress if it's your first time at SheetsGiggles.com. And all you got to do is use promo code Zaslow, Z-A-S-L-O-W, 20% off your entire order at checkout when you go to SheetsGiggles.com. And now, you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles and never turning back. That's right. SheetsGiggles.com. Get the best sleep of your life, just like the Zaslow family. Use promo code Zaslow, 20% off SheetsGiggles.com. So last night, I went from the airport. I picked up my son, my older son, from soccer training. And, you know, he was messaging me the last couple days about the Dolphins free agency. And both of us were upset on Monday. I mean, heck, the show I did on Monday, the show I did on Tuesday, I was upset about the Dolphins and the free agency situation. And I said to my son, I go, hey, have you noticed what the Dolphins have been doing in free agency? And he goes, yeah, it sucks. I'm like, nah, dude, I don't think so. I got to be perfectly honest. You know, I'm not going to say it was an overreaction on Monday. Monday was a shit day for Dolphin fans. But I think that Chris Greer and the Dolphins have done an excellent job over the last few days. I do. I think sitting out that first day or two of free agency, the legal tampering period, let everybody overspend. That's how you get great players on free agency. You have to overspend. I mean, and that's with every sport. Every guy who's paid in free agency, especially the first couple days when they come off the board, you're always overpaying for those guys. And Chris Greer and the Dolphins decided to sit out, let everybody else overpay. The money's going to run dry, and we're going to land some really good players off of incredible value. And that's how you win in a salary cap sport. You have to win within the margins. You have to find the great value within the salary cap. And I think the Dolphins have actually played this free agency like a very competent team. I do. I think the Dolphins have done a really good job at free agency. Now, it's always going to hurt losing guys you've grown accustomed to watching. You've grown accustomed to loving to cheer for. Guys like Christian Wilkins. That hurts. Guys like Andrew Van Ginkle. That hurts. Even Xavien Howard, although we knew the time was coming to an end. Brandon Jones, Jerome Baker. These are guys we have grown accustomed to watching and enjoying play for our team. That's always going to hurt, losing those guys. Unfortunately, that's how pro sports work these days, especially in a salary cap sport. But here's the thing. You can acknowledge that the Dolphins have done a really good job over the last few days in free agency. And also, it's okay to have been really upset about the way things went down on Monday. I mean, Monday was a bloodbath for the Miami Dolphins. I mean, we were bleeding. We were bleeding out great players. I mean, great may be a stretch, but we were bleeding out really good players. And it was ugly. But it's okay for you to be upset about Monday. That was all you had to go on. No one's trying to sit around to the end of... Like, I understand if you're a rational person and you're like, all right, just calm down. Let's let it play out over a few days and let's see where we wind up during the end of the week. Hey, you're a really rational person if you were able to look at it that way. But that doesn't mean that everyone who was upset on Monday should feel stupid or shouldn't be allowed to react. That's all we had. You're waiting for free agency to open up. You're hoping maybe they'll be able to keep Christian Wilkins. They immediately don't. It's upsetting because you really enjoyed watching this player. He's been one of the heart and souls of your defense for a few years now. You're allowed to have been upset about what took place on Monday. That's all you had. No one's trying to sit around to the end of the week before expressing their feelings. You're allowed to judge in real time. That's okay. But part of judging in real time is then also a few days later, like today, acknowledging, yeah, you know what? Monday sucked. But the Dolphins have done a really good job. I mean, let's look at number one. They upgraded tight end. Jonnu Smith is probably going to be an upgraded tight end for them. They signed Jordan Brooks at linebacker a couple days ago. Jordan Brooks is probably better than Jerome Baker. And that inside linebacker duo now of Jordan Brooks and David Long, that's probably going to be pretty good. Jordan Poyer. We all know Jordan Poyer is a big name. And this could be a get right, 1 year deal. This could be a get right deal for Jordan Poyer. This could be a big season out of him, trying to then get a multi-year contract after next season. Jordan Poyer is better than Brandon Jones. And then, seemingly out of nowhere, I'm not about to sit here and tell you that I know all about Kendall Fuller, all right? But I do know I've seen the numbers, Pro Football Focus, that whole deal. Kendall Fuller's probably better than Xavien Howard at this point. I mean, look, Xavien Howard is still out there. Is Xavien Howard going to get a multi-year deal from anyone? The Dolphins, you look at their secondary now, Jalen Ramsey, Kendall Fuller, Javon Holland, Jordan Poyer. Who wants to fuck with that? The Dolphins' secondary is looking badass now. Now, they still have to fill the spot, the void left by Christian Wilkins. I know they signed a bunch of guys there. They're hoping one of them can win that job. And we'll see what happens. But overall, except for losing Christian Wilkins, and I understand not wanting to pay a defensive tackle that kind of money, except for losing Christian Wilkins, I think the Dolphins have gone from a huge loser in free agency on Monday to a team that's done a really nice job. You got to be fair. But you're allowed to feel both ways. You're allowed to be angry on Monday about the way Monday went down, as long as you keep an open mind, as long as you then acknowledge a few days later, you know what? Monday was Monday, and that shit sucked, but they've done a really, really good job in free agency over the last couple days. So, look, you got to point that out, especially because I was very tough on the Dolphins and not even necessarily very tough on Chris Greer, but I just didn't understand the plan. I don't understand drafting a defensive tackle in the first round if you're not going to keep him around when it's winning time, because seemingly it is winning time now. They've been in the playoffs the last couple years, but it is what it is. You don't want to tie up all of that money in your salary cap when you likely want to give extensions, obviously Tua, Javon Holland, Jalen Waddle. You're going to have to extend those guys sometime soon. So between Tagovailoa, Holland, Waddle, they're going to get their money. They're going to get their extensions. And Greer has done a nice job filling in the gaps everywhere else, except for defensive tackle. I think this has been a good week overall for the Dolphins. Not great. It can't be great if you lose the talented players they did. It's annoying losing Van Ginkle, because the fact that Van Ginkle signed for that deal that he signed for, and he did it immediately, it feels like the Dolphins weren't interested then in bringing him back. The fact that he signed for such a small amount and did it so quick. So that is what it is. But to me, this secondary is going to be better. They're going to be better at tight end. And I think they're probably going to be better at linebacker. I think this has been a good week overall for the Dolphins. I think you got to be fair. You got to.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Be fair. All right. So anyway, We'll get to big game, not a big game coming up. You know how we do. But you know what? It's not Thursday. We missed Thursday's show yesterday. I'd like to get to a few mailbag questions. That's right. Let's do some mailbag here on Zaslow Show 2.0. And of course, I don't ever want you guys to forget, if you're thinking about getting a new home, or maybe you're thinking about selling one of your current properties, luckily, I send you to our trusted real estate broker here, one of the big sponsors on my wrestling podcast, It's Still Real to Me, comes at you live stream every Sunday night, and sometimes you get bonus episodes, like my man Joey, my partner there on It's Still Real to Me. He did an exclusive, immediate reaction show to AEW Big Business this past Wednesday night, so you're able to check that out live on the YouTube stream, and you can go back and listen to it now, or watch. You can watch it. That's not part of the podcast. That was an exclusive YouTube live stream episode, so you can go back and you can watch that. But one of our big sponsors there on It's Still Real to Me, your trusted real estate broker, and that's Matthew H. Mashler, signature real estate finder. If you're looking for your dream home in any part of South Florida, look no further than Matthew H. Mashler, your trusted real estate broker. Call him today with any of your real estate needs. 561-208-3334 or go to realestatefinder.com. If you're looking to sell one of your current properties, yeah, you could do that as well. realestatefinder.com or call Matthew directly, 561-208-3334. Maybe you're already in the business. Are you ready to take your real estate career to the next level? You can join the Signature team. The Signature Real Estate Companies are South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in all of Florida. Matthew's always looking to add to his team. Call him today at 561-208-3334 or go to realestatefinder.com so you could be looking to buy your dream home, sell a property, looking to join the best in the business. Call Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334, realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. All right, let's do some mailbag questions. I love getting you guys involved in the show. So let's do this. You can always, I usually send it out on Thursdays. I did it this morning. We got a few questions we can get to here. This is from Cup O' Beer. All right, I like the handle there. Hey Zaz, I'm fascinated by the way legacy media has gone digital over the past few years. What would you say was your biggest difficulties in starting up your podcast, if any? Thanks. All right, that's a nice question. I appreciate that. So here's what happened for me. When I got let go at Audacy because, you know, they got rid of 790 The Ticket. I tried to figure out how can I, like, radio for me, live radio in South Florida, that was over. That's done. There's, like, that door is closed. But I want to keep doing my show. And I was like, all right, can a podcast be viable? And I'm not even talking necessarily just about, you know, selling sponsorships, partnerships. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can always obviously hit me up. You can direct message me. The honeys can always direct message me. But if you want your business to be on Zaslow Show 2.0, if you want to partner up, you could always send me a personal message or hit me up, jonathanzaslow@gmail.com. But Cup of Beer, to answer your question, the biggest difficulties for me, I spent the next month until Zaslow Show 2.0 debuted at the end of October in 22. I spent the next month learning about podcasting, and I was way behind the times. You know, I should have been at least knowledgeable about this. I should have probably been doing stuff podcast-wise, YouTube-wise, social media-wise in regards to my show while I was still on terrestrial radio. I was way behind. So my biggest difficulty in starting up the podcast was really just learning and realizing, you know what? I can do this from my home. I have most of the equipment, but I got to get a little bit more equipment. And figuring out, I think also one of the difficulties was figuring out how to use my time efficiently. Meaning, when I would wrap up the show, it took me a few hours to put everything together and get it all out there. I've turned a few hours into, I mean, I've cut that. If it took me 2.5 hours to get everything out there, by the time I finished the podcast originally, now it takes me less than an hour. So it was learning how to efficiently manage my time after learning how to actually put together the podcast and what type of equipment and audio programs to use. So that was probably the most difficult adjustment for me in starting up the podcast was I was so behind the times. I didn't know anything, and that was my fault. Luke Grady asks me, Hey, Zaslow, what was your first car you owned? And would you know where I could get a new or used vehicle? Well, obviously, where you can get a new or used vehicle, I send you to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. I mean, that's so easy. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, official car dealership of Zaslow Show 2.0. I'll tell you a little bit more about North Fort Lauderdale Subaru coming up, but that's where I send you to get any new or used car. You're going to be dealt with right quick, real nice experience, real easy process, best prices out there, and full warranties on all the new cars and most of the pre-owned vehicles. So, Luke, I send you to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. They're going to have what you're looking for. Now, as far as the first car that I owned, my very first car, I was 19. It was a green Nissan Sentra. That car was ugly as fuck. But I was thankful for it because I was 19. I'd never had my own car. My grandma was still alive at the time, but it was like, you know what? She's a little bit too old to be driving anymore. We're going to give Jonathan her car. They had to do all kinds of serious washes to get the stink of cigarette smoke out of it. But I was driving practically a grandma mobile. All right. So this was like a 97 or 98 green Nissan Sentra. But I liked that car. I mean, it looked awful, but I liked that car. So that was my first car. There you go. All right. Also, you got a few more questions here. Let's see. This one is from CBWB. And he says, Zaslow, any chance Tyler could return to the six-man role when or if he comes back? I think yes. I think there's a very good chance. The fact, number one, I think we all see you want Duncan Robinson in the starting lineup to spread the floor. I would like Tyler Herro to go back to the bench. Now, I know there's a stigma for some guys coming off the bench, but Tyler shouldn't care. Tyler got the contract. Like, I understand Tyler not wanting to come off the bench, the year before he got the big contract because you want to get the big money. And starters are going to get more money than reserve players. But he already got the money now. So now, let's just do what's best for the team. Nonetheless, I think that Tyler would still put up a stink if when he returned from this injury, if he went back to the bench and went back to that six-man role and running that second unit. Except, he's been out for so long now. He's out for the next handful of games, which, I mean, him missing all these games every single year has really gotten tired. That's besides the point right now. He's been out for so long. And when he returns, it's going to be so close to the postseason that this is almost a blessing in disguise, the fact that he was out. Because I think now it actually makes it easy for the coach to bring him off the bench. We don't have enough time to get everybody reacclimated. We don't have enough time to get you used to playing with Terry Rozier again. You only play with him a few games before you got hurt. And by the time he got here from trade, we're going to bring you off the bench, Tyler. I think this is an easy move now for Eric Spoelstra. I think we're going to see Tyler come off the bench. Next question is from Julian. What up, homie? Who is your all-time GOAT wrestler? WWF, WWE, WCW. Oh, Bret Hart's my all-time favorite. Like, that's never going to change. When I was a little kid, Hart Foundation, and then, of course, when he became a singles champion, you got, like, the black and pink, the pink and black attack. Back then, we're talking the 80s, a guy, a tough guy wearing pink, you didn't see that very often. He made pink look cool. And the sunglasses, I mean, there was nothing more important to me than sitting in the front row and getting those glasses from Bret Hart. I never did. I'm still waiting for that day today. Bret Hart, my all-time favorite wrestler. That's easy. And finally, let's do one more here. Nick Val Masks, Max asks, Zaslow, top five all-time rock albums. Whew, right off the top of my head. All right. Top five all-time. You know, I'm not going to do top five all-time. I'm going to do, like, my favorite top five rock albums. Maybe that's even what you're asking. I think that's easier. Here's what I got. So it's albums that, you know, you can listen from front to back. No skipping or nothing. Pearl Jam 10, obvious. Pearl Jam 10 is not even my favorite Pearl Jam album, but Pearl Jam's Yield is my favorite. But we can all agree Pearl Jam 10 is like a perfect rock album. So we'll go with that. I also got Rage Against the Machine's debut self-titled album, Rage Against the Machine. I mean, Killing in the Name, Bullet in the Head, Bomb Track, Freedom, Wake Up, incredible album. How about Weezer's Pinkerton? Yep. I used to love Weezer growing up. When I was in college, and I saw Weezer release new tour dates. They're coming here to Hollywood. Maybe I'll go. I've seen Weezer in concert a lot. Now, I don't think Weezer's made a good album in 20 years, but Weezer's second album, Pinkerton, It's a tremendous album. That's how you could tell who was a real Weezer fan. The first album's obviously great, the Blue Album. Pinkerton is a perfect album. All right, I got two more for you. How about Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction? Obviously, amazing album. And maybe the greatest rock album of all time, Led Zeppelin's 4. Yeah, I mean, you know, Stairway to Heaven, When the Levee Breaks. Incredible album, front to back. Led Zeppelin's 4 is probably the all-time greatest rock album. And that right there is another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0 Mailbag. All right. So let me finish tell you a little bit more about North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, official car dealership of Zaslow Show 2.0. There's a lot to love at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru this month of March. Incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. And right now, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you make zero down payment, make zero payments for 3 months, and make zero security deposit. You can enjoy incredible offers during Subaru's A Lot to Love event. That's through April 1st. Like, you can lease the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Premium for just $199 a month for 36 months with $54.95 due at signing with approved credit. Go to nflsubaru.com right now. nflsubaru.com for full details. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, real easy to find. It's that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. That's right. And with a new, with extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, you're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. All right. So I know you guys are saying to yourself now at this point, like, Zaslow, it's Friday. I gotta know. Is it a big game? Or is it not a big game? That's right. Big game or not a big game. Every Friday, I'm gonna tell you what's up this weekend. Here's what we got. Let's start out tonight. Friday, 7 p.m., Bally Sports Sun. Your Miami Heat are at the Detroit Pistons. This game couldn't come at a better time. The Heat have lost 4 in a row. So again, remember, the Heat went 8 games over 500, season best, and then lost 7 in a row. And then the Heat went on a run after that and went a season best 9 games over 500. And now they've lost 4 in a row. So it's most likely now, since they're 5 games over at 35-30, they're probably now going to win their next 5 and go a season best 10 over 500. I mean, that's the stretch we're on. That's what we're looking at right now. That would seem to be the trend. Now, the Heat did just lose the Washington Wizards. Very, very pathetic. So you can't take tonight. Not serious. Heat at Pistons. That's a big game. I wouldn't say it was a big game, except that the Heat have lost 4 in a row. I mean, losing 5 in a row and have 2 of those losses be Wizards and Pistons? You think I need that shit in my life? All right, tonight, 8 p.m., Fox, WWE SmackDown. The Rock, for the third consecutive week, is advertised to be on SmackDown. The Bloodline, Roman Reigns, The Rock. Now, there are rumors that there could be a Rock concert tonight in Memphis. That's right. Could they be bringing back the Rock concert from Hollywood Rock over 20 years ago? I mean, whatever they wind up doing with Rock tonight, expect it to be explosive, because this could be his last appearance before WrestleMania. WWE SmackDown tonight, that's a big game. Big game or not a big game, tonight, 9:30, SEC Network. The SEC Tournament, Florida Gators versus number 19, Alabama. That's right. Now, the Gators are unranked, but we know the Gators could be a team to watch in the NCAA tournament. Can they make a little bit of a run here in the SEC? This is the quarterfinals tonight, all right? So Florida, number 19, Alabama, SEC tournament quarterfinal. Every win here helps the Gators' current ranking. That's a big game. Yup, I'm going Florida, Alabama, big game. All right, everybody calm down. Saturday, 2 p.m., Apple Plus. Inter Miami at DC United. Now, Inter Miami right now, in the Eastern Conference at 2-1-1. DC United is 1-2. Well, actually, I like doing it win, loss, draw. So 2-1-1 for Inter Miami, and DC is 1-0-2. So they're undefeated so far, DC United. Now, here's why this is interesting. Inter Miami, they advanced to the round of eight in the CONCACAF Champions Cup with their 3-0 victory a couple nights ago over Nashville. But Lionel Messi left the game in the 50th minute. He is out for tomorrow's game. Will he return in the middle of next week for CONCACAF Champions Cup round of eight? I don't know. What I do know is I'm glad this game at DC United is at DC United, because your boy has been making it rain selling his tickets for the home games for Inter Miami. Matter of fact, just sold the tickets for a few weeks from now against New York City FC. And like I said, made it rain with what we sold those tickets for. So you know what? We wish Lionel Messi the best. We're glad that this is not a home game this week. Hope that he's back next week for the tournament. But as a result, Inter Miami at DC United, not a big game. All right. Saturday, 6 p.m., Bally Sports, Florida. The Tampa Bay Lightning at your Florida Panthers. The Panthers coming off a 4-0 shutout loss at Carolina. It's 6 p.m. Could we see Stolarz in net tomorrow? That would probably be my guess. The Panthers still an NHL best 94 points. They're 45-18-4. Tampa Bay right now has 84 points, and they currently sit in the top wildcard spot. They're 4 up on number 2 New York Islanders, and also 4 up on the first team on the outside looking in Detroit. So this is a huge game for the Lightning, and anytime we play those pieces of shit Tampa Bay Lightning, that's a big game. So Lightning at Panthers, that's a big game, you know it. Finally, got one more for you here. Sunday, 3 p.m., Bally Sports Sun. Your Miami Heat at the Detroit Pistons. That's right. I mean, back-to-back games in Detroit, so the team only has to make one visit there. I mean, what other city would you love to spend several nights in a row in than Detroit, Michigan? I mean, what a gift the league handed the Miami Heat. But I do like that coming off of 4 straight losses right now, you got an opportunity for back-to-back wins at a terrible Piston team. Don't fuck around. Make sure you take advantage of it. Heat at Pistons, that's a big game. And that right there is another edition of Big Game or Not a Big Game. All right. There you go. We did it, everybody. Now you know. Now, I'm going to try and get to the movies this weekend. I got to see Dune 2. I'm on ESPN Radio tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Eastern. That's right, 4.5 hours. I'm hosting with Courtney Cronin. You guys know her. She's on TV all the time. I have never hosted with her, so I'm looking forward to working with Courtney. So Courtney Cronin and myself, 1 to 5:30 p.m., ESPN Radio game day tomorrow. And then I'm on again doing ESPN Sunday morning, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So tune in tomorrow, wherever you listen to ESPN, be it SiriusXM Channel 80, always on the ESPN app. You all have the ESPN app. And you go to the bottom where it says more, you click on that tab, and then you scroll down, you click on live radio, and then it shows you all the ESPN stations, including the network. And you just click on that. Boom, your boy's talking. So me and Courtney Cronin tomorrow from 1 to 5:30 p.m., and then on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So I hope that you guys listen to me. All right, you know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. And of course, all the big deals are at one of our great new sponsors, and that is Caneswear, the only spot, the Zaslow shop, to get all of not just their Miami Hurricanes gear, but all of our favorite teams. That's right. Everyone knows that Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear in tow. But did you know they carry an amazing selection of all of our favorite South Florida sports teams? That's right. Items for men, women, kids, pets. If you haven't been to Caneswear in Davie lately, they moved to a new location. Same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter Miami, all available at Canesware in Davie. No matter which South Florida team you root for, Canesware is the spot. Miami fans shop. If you got Panther fever, largest selection outside the arena. You got Inter Miami and Messi Mania, largest selection in Broward. That's right. Canesware is more than a store. It's an experience. 2655 South University Drive or online right now. Canesware.com. Canesware is the spot. South Florida sports fans shop and where you can get all of the big deals. Let's get to big deal or not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. So last night, the Boston Celtics beat the Phoenix Suns. Okay, whatever. But when the Suns called timeout at one point late in the game, you know how the players, they love taking a jumper after the whistle's blown, and then a guy on the defense, he'll jump up and he'll goaltend the shot right at the basket. So, like, the player doesn't get a rhythm and that kind of deal, you know? I mean, that's been going on for, like, 15, 20 years now. It's obnoxious, but it's a thing. Everybody does it. Well, I've never seen this before where the whistle blows to the timeout, and the player on the Suns, Royce O'Neal in this case, goes to take a jumper. Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla, who's a fucking maniac, he tries to block the shot. And I'm not saying nonchalant. I'm talking about he runs in front of him, extends his arms, and tries to block the shot. I mean, I have never seen this before. He's a little bit much for me. Here's Joe Mazzulla after the game.
Probably going to go viral, block, but you don't care. And it just seems like there's a certain philosophy. As long you're going to carry it out, and you don't care what it looks like to anybody.
I mean, I don't. There's a dead ball. I did it last year. I've done it multiple times. So I don't care. At the end of the day, it's about the mindset and the approach that we bring, and it's within the rules of the game.
And kind of to Jared's question, like the players have to pick up on it. Like, regardless of how this looks, we're sticking to what we do.
What are they going to do?
I'm just saying, like, that's got to be it reflects positive on you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, listen, it's about just setting a tone. It's that. And so one of the biggest pet peeves is just, you know, thinking that a guy's just going to get a free shot. It's just not the way it works. And if we're going to hold our team to the standard, we'll hold the staff to the same thing. So, you know, there's been times where we've missed it, and I've held the staff accountable to it. And you got to do the best job you can of not doing it.
Did you find them? What did you do?
That's a strong conversation about what the expectations
are. I'm going big deal, and here's why I'm going big deal. This is a really stupid thing for him to do. First of all, when you tell your players not to allow the other team to do that, that's fine. They're players. You're not in the game. You're not playing. But here's why it's stupid. For one, he would never do that against a star player. He did it to Royce O'Neal. But what's going to happen when the time comes where one of two things happen? Number one, he does it, and the player takes exception to it because you're a coach. Get the fuck out of here. You're not playing the game. And then you get pushing and shoving, and it happened because of a coach behaving like a maniac. And number two, he totally ran and lunged toward him. What happens if he steps on his foot? What happens if he turns the player's ankle as a result and somebody gets hurt because Joe Mazzulla is behaving like a maniac? This is a big deal, and I would imagine the NBA, because it was national TV last night, so it got attention. I would imagine the NBA is going to be sending him a memo. That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So yesterday, First Take ESPN. I was on the set yesterday at Get Up. I took a tour of the Seaport Studios. How about that? But First Take, my guy, Christopher Mad Dog Russo. He was filling in yesterday. Maybe it was 2 days ago. Filling in for Stephen A. Smith. And he does his list, you know, Mad Dog's list this time instead of Stephen's A-list. And he gives his top five teams who could unseat the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, Mina Kimes, she wasn't having it.
Chris, you, first time, yes, long Mina. Time, huge fan. This is one of the worst time. Lists I've ever seen. The most egregious choice that you made was putting the 49ers at five for no football reasons, unless I missed something. In fact, the point that you made was that they've lost to the Chiefs because they made it to the Super Bowl, and they're largely returning the exact same team that was so dominant during the regular season that they got to the Super Bowl in the first place. In fact, the team That's less fewer free agents than some of the teams that you have above them. That makes no sense to me, except you only, I think, cited like the emotional impact of losing and playing in the Super Bowl, which I just can't ride with that. And then the other one that's really egregious, and I'll leave the rest for Dominique, the Browns. You didn't include the team that beat them in the postseason in Houston, which I think would have been an interesting one to throw in the top five. You can point out that they didn't have their starting quarterback, but the quarterback they did have played better than the starting quarterback that you just said you trust more than Lamar Jackson, even though he hasn't played like an above-average quarterback in like 4 years. I don't even know.
I'm going not a big deal. Mad Dog can put whoever he wants on his list. And who cares if this team beat that team last year? Maybe they're going to look different this year. I mean, I know Mina Kimes knows everything about the NFL. Mad Dog's allowed to have his own list. I'm going not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. So last night, NBA on TNT. Charles Barkley seemingly is tired of everyone talking about the Warriors and the Lakers.
The West is going to go down to the wire. I mean, plain and simple. It's going to be fun to watch. You know, our sister network, on the idiots on the other network keep talking about the Lakers and the Warriors like they got a chance. But listen.
They have a chance. It's called the play-in.
The play-in is not a real thing, just for the record. That's just something we made up, Shaq. It's just like the CBI tournament. That's what the Lakers and Warriors
are. Oh, my God, you're already in college basketball. Yeah. Man, is CBI
just be making up stuff. They should thank Adam Silver for making up some stuff. Hey, let's just add a couple of teams to the playoffs so the Lakers and Warriors can get in.
All right, I'm going not a big deal because, Charles, the play-in is a real thing. And the reason that people are talking about it is because the Lakers versus the Warriors, potentially in a one-game do-or-die playoff where the winner does and the loser dies, that's a big deal. But Charles thinking that the play-in's not a real thing, that's not a big deal. All right, whatever. Big deal or not a big deal, I got one more for you here. This news just happened. Aaron Donald. Maybe the greatest defensive back of all time, maybe. Aaron Donald has announced he's retiring. How about that? So, probably the greatest defensive tackle of this generation, for sure. Surefire first ballot Hall of Famer in 5 years from now. Aaron Donald is retiring from professional football. That's a big deal. And that right there, courtesy of Caneswear, where you get all the big deals. That's right, just south of 595 on the west side of University, 2655 South University Drive. You could shop for all the apparel of all your favorite teams right now at caneswear.com. Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter Miami, and of course the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop, and that's where you can get all of the big deals. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Yes! Glad to be back in action with you guys. So hope you listen to me and Courtney Cronin tomorrow on ESPN Radio, 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. We're hosting Game Day, and then I'm on again Sunday morning, ESPN Radio Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. You guessed it. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. We'll talk to you Monday on the next edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.